Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q2 FY 2017 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar Gaurav. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Yare. On behalf of R Systems, I welcome all participants to Q2 2017 earnings conference call. I am Kumar Gaurav, AVP Finance and Accounts. Joining us today on this call is Mr. Prithi Singh, Managing Director; Lieutenant General Baldev Singh, President and Senior Executive Director; Mr. Abhiraj Jain, Director and CTO; and Mr. Mayank Sardana, CFO. We will start the call with opening remarks on performance of the company by Mr. Prithi, followed by financial overview by Mr. Mayank, and business overview by Mr. Abhiraj, and a closing statement by Mr. Prithi. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Now, I am going to first read out a customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. The investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now, I am handing over to Mr. Prithi for his opening comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call for the second quarter of 2017. First of all, I would like to present an overview of R Systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us for the first time. R Systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 15 development and service centers worldwide. R Systems now delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries: telecom and digital media, healthcare, finance, manufacturing, supply chain, retail, and e-commerce. Our deep industry domain knowledge, combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility, IoT, and cloud, help in transformation of businesses into this digital age. The value we help create is comparable to the oyster delivering the pearl. The oyster pearl metaphor lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders and is reflected in our tagline, "Caring, Innovating, and Transforming." It is this value-centric philosophy that helps us win new customers across the world. During quarter two, 2017, we have reported revenues of rupees 148 crores. The EBITDA for this quarter was rupees 5.7 crores, which is about 4%. Profit before tax was rupees 5.8 crores. Our quarterly revenue grew by 6.3% in USD terms. This revenue growth is led by digital opportunities. However, the margins were impacted by the strengthening of the Indian rupee, conservative AR provisions, and investment in sales and marketing. We served $21 million-plus customers during this quarter and reported five key wins. Our product engineering offerings, equipped with requisite digital technologies, continue to drive new opportunities. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical with 29% of our revenues. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 287 crores and cash and bank balances of rupees 135 crores. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis for you.
Thank you, Mr. Rishi. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter two. I'll first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed up by Avirag's comment on the operation, and then final summing up by Mr. Rishi, and then Q&A and session. Let me go into detail of each item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was Rs. 147.92 crores, or $22.91 million, quarter-on-quarter increase of 2.51% in INR terms and 6.28% in USD terms. The revenue increased mainly on account of volume increase during the quarter, which was partly offset by acquisition of INR. Getting down to gross margin, it was 30.61% in quarter two compared to 30.13% in quarter one, an increase of 48 basis points. During this quarter, increased inflation has resulted gross margin improvement by 79 basis points. Decreasing COGS has further improved margin by 45 basis points. However, it was partially offset by 73 basis points due to appreciation of INR. Getting now to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter on quarter by Rs. 3.62 crores. It was Rs. 39.54 crores in Q2 compared to 35.92 crores last quarter. The increase is mainly due to conservative year provision, primarily for two customers. EBITDA in this quarter was Rs. 5.74 crores or 890,000 compared to Rs. 7.57 crores or $1.13 million last quarter. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 3.88% compared to 5.24% last quarter. Q2 margins were impacted by the strengthening of the INR, conservative year provision, and investment in digital and sales and marketing. We are focusing to further improve utilization, increase sales volume, and take conservative hedges to protect our margins. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was Rs. 3.04 crores compared to Rs. 2.84 crores last quarter. Interest expenses is Rs. 6.5 lakh this quarter compared to Rs. 23 lakh last quarter. Other income this quarter was Rs. 3.13 crores compared to Rs. 5.40 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gains. Interest income for the quarter was Rs. 1.28 crores, which is almost same as last quarter. The exchange gain during this quarter was about Rs. 1 crore as against 2.92 crore in last quarter. In last quarter, there was an incremental M2M gain on power contracts on acquisition of Rupee against USD as our outstanding power cover were at higher prices. As at this quarter end, we have total power cover of $9.85 million with average rate of 69.69 and zero cover of $1.8 million with average rate of 76.22. We have already been marked to market at closing rate of 30th June 2017. Our tax expense was Rs. 1.10 crore this quarter as against 4.63 crore last quarter. Effective tax percentage for the quarter is lower due to increasing profit from Singapore operations where we have past accumulated tax losses. Net profit after tax was Rs. 4.66 crore or $720,000 compared to Rs. 5.26 crore of $790,000 last quarter. Resultant EPS for the quarter is 38 paisa compared to 42 paisa last quarter. Getting down to assets in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of June 30th were Rs. 103.60 crores compared to 105.3 crores at the end of March 31st, 2017. The receivable in terms of DSO were 48 days as at June 30th compared to 52 days as at March 31st. Cash and bank balances were Rs. 135 crores compared to Rs. 126 crores at the end of March 31st. We have been constantly generating cash from the business, which is reflecting in higher cash balances. Our system shareholders fund were Rs. 286.84 crores at the end of June 17 compared to Rs. 278.28 crores at the end of March 31st. With that, let me hand over to Avirag for review of operations.
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. I'll give a brief overview of the global operation and the customer that we are engaged in. We continue to focus on our key verticals like banking, telecom, healthcare, manufacturing, logistics, retail. And I have been actively participating in various industry forums and events, and continue to increase our domain expertise. We continue to invest further on analytics, mobility, IoT, and cloud. We see good pipeline, good potential in this area, and many of our existing clients and the new prospects show good business in this line. On the mobility side, we are working on all the leading platforms, be it iOS, hybrid, Android, or anything like that. Analytics is another focus area. We have been working for over more than 2 years now. We have developed a good framework on it now, and we see a lot of potential. We are participating in various forums and seminars, and we are also posting it. So it's showing us good traction. Cloud is another area where a lot of clients are talking to us. We continue to work in all the leading platforms, including Salesforce, Microsoft Azure, and Amazon, and good traction in this area. Our product lifecycle management business show good promise. This quarter, we have added 5 key clients in this. One of the leading European e-commerce solution provider, which provides B2B e-commerce solution to its client, and they have engaged us to re-platform on the new technology for them. Another client, which is US-based, they do a cloud-based online appointment scheduling and referral management for healthcare customer and companies in US, and they have engaged us to develop a new cloud application for them. Another healthcare big client in US for whom we have been working in software side have engaged us on the process automation, and we have started a good engagement with them. Further, our subsidiary ECNet has been engaged to implement in 4 cloud suites for industrial ERP and factory tracking system by a Singapore-based supply chain service provider to the operation worldwide. A Switzerland-based company having global presence in construction, manufacturing, chemical industry has mandated IBIS, our subsidiary in Singapore, to implement Microsoft Dynamics ERP to automate their back office operation in Singapore, Malaysia, and Cambodia. In terms of the headcount, we have moved from 1997 to 2018. A growth in that utilization is further improved from 74.6 to 75.6. On geography side, US continues to be the largest territory for us, 55.6, Europe 19, SEA 19.8, and rest of the world 5.5. On client concentration, top 10 clients is 34%, and the largest client 6.2. With this brief overview, I'll hand over to Mr. Reki for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhiraj. Let me sum up. We've had a mixed quarter. Quarter two, where revenue grew, but we had challenges towards margins. The rupee appreciation is impacting our margins. We are trying to mitigate this through conservative hedges and improvement in utilization. Although digital is fueling the new business, but it will take a quarter or so to further nurture its potential. Our continued focus for H2 2017 is to partner with clients in building robust and agile digital ecosystems. We continue to strengthen our competencies around analytics, cloud, mobility, and IoT around our focused verticals. We are maintaining a strong balance sheet to invest for profitable growth. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and we will hand you back to the organizers for questions and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 at this time. We take the next first question from the line of Mohan Swami, individual investor. Please go ahead.
So just to get a sense of the type of projects which we are winning, I mean, are these entirely in the digital transformation side? And how is the legacy business shaping up? Are we able to convert most of our old businesses also?
You see, Swami, as you see, we work mainly with the product companies in the ISV space.
Okay.
And in ISV space, customers continue to innovate and upgrade their product to the new technology. And today, the way the world is, everyone is moving towards digital. So a lot of new business that we are getting is into the digital, and a lot of our clients have interest, so we continue to focus on that. However, our core business, which is product business, continues to be very robust and remain the same. So many clients have shown interest in moving their business towards the digital age.
Okay. And just to get a sense of the provisions which we have taken in this quarter, if you can quantify that, that will be useful. Otherwise, what is the possibility of these provisions actually turning out to be absolutely necessary, or in the event we recover the money, I mean, is there a possibility of write-backs?
Yeah, Mr. Swami, there are two clients for which we have made a conservative year provision.
Yeah.
The total amount is close to 800,000.
Yeah.
Out of which one is a healthcare company, the second is a product company based out of US. To be honest with you, you know, the company had some funding issues, and we thought it couldn't, since you know, they agreed for a payment plan which was not adhered to. So conservatively, we have made the provision. I have at least 75% assurance that this money will come back. But when it may take, you know, a month or so, because they have once again given us a payment plan. So I feel the money should come to us, but slowly. And since we have made the provision, whenever we receive this money, that will be like an income to us.
Yeah.
But being a prudent company and, you know, forcing any risk, not kind of getting into risk, we have conservatively provided.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. A reminder to all the participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Well, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Reki Singh for his closing comments.
Thank you, everybody, for attending this conference, and I appreciate the time that you have given us. That brings us to the close of this conference.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our assistants, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.